This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Billy, always, always, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the... You know, I'm so excited. I don't get excited that easily, but I am so excited. And I'll tell you why. If you watch that sham today, and you know what I mean. I mean, you know what sham I'm talking about, don't you? If you watch that sham of impeachment process today, it was great. It was wunderbar. For my German friends. Close enough, I think. Anyway, so listen. I couldn't wait to get on the air to talk about this. Because I wasn't going to watch it. And I was taking my monthly bath or shower. And I put the TV on in the bedroom, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, okay, blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't so sure that these guys were going to do a great job at this. And then all of a sudden, he starts talking about the attorney starts talking about the Democrats and what they were saying and the terminologies they used. And he strung a bunch of the vids together, videos, and pieces of videos, showing exactly the words of the Democrats, of high-ranking Democrats, using the same words, actually, in some cases, when it came to Schumer and Waters. Right? It was great. I mean, seriously, no matter what side of the aisle you were on, you had to look at it. You were either shaking your head in disgust, or you were shaking your head saying, oh, I can't believe we got caught doing that. It was great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I mean that sincerely. It's just to listen and watch and see them squirm. And then some of the questions that were asked later on, those are just as good. You know, by the senators. And they really couldn't answer it, no matter what they did. I mean, the Democrats, they were caught red-handed playing with the, playing with the videos. And then for the first time, you heard some of the senators step up, or some of the others, when they were talking later on. It was the first time they heard the time stamp, the time frames, about the president not being done with his speech when the violence started. Right? When they were at the Capitol steps. In other words, there was no way that he could have called this group to step up and do what they were going to do. And then have it coincide with his speech or commit, like when they said, you know, he said, go do this. Well, they cut him off. It's not what he said at all. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing, because you guys have heard this a million times. Many of you have, anyway. So to sit there, over and over and over again, and watch it. First I thought it was going on in my mind, it's going to drive me nuts. But then watch them anyway take the Democrats to task with their own words. And then what they did, which was wonderful. Then what they did, which was perfect, which is they ran side by side. The video that the Democrats put up as proof and the real video. Right? Questions were asked, like, if Kamala Harris was putting up bail money. Carmel, whatever, I don't know. If she was putting up bail money for the rioters from the summer, they're not protesters, rioters from the summer, does that mean that she was complicit or maybe an accessory? Because they got out, some of them got out and did it again and again and again and again and again. Seriously. So I thought, I was excited about, the other thing I was excited about is the fact that they didn't take 18 hours. You know why? They didn't need 18 hours. And can we please stop calling this a, some of you, I know some of you didn't want to, but can we please stop calling this an impeachment process? Right? It's not. I mean, if anything needed to be called a kangaroo court, this one does. And the Dems already know they're losing because you hear what Hillary Clinton came out today. And the reason Trump's going to get away with this is because Republicans have no spine. No, the reason Trump's going to, quote unquote, get away with this, Hillary, is because you got nothing. There's nothing there to gut. And you got nothing. It's really that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonya Schmidt's going to join me after the break. You know, she got a lot going on, and we got a lot going on. But some of the stuff that's, again, some of the stuff that's happening out there is just wonderful. But I got to tell you something, guys. Even when he gets past the impeachment process, I said this back in November, they are going to come after him with guns blazing. All right, there already are. There's already AGs, there's already DAs in cities and towns across the country that are coming after him anyway. Right? For business practices, something he said, something he didn't said, something he might have said. It's nuts. And it's wrong. So you switch choice me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to have lots of fun. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property, property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch. We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I can't tell whether she's connected or not, but she'll let me know. She'll start talking when she hears me. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you involved and engaged. Engaged is always good, right? Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you see me? Are you doing something? Are you doing nothing?
I'm doing nothing. I'm just sleeping.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I hear echo.
You can hear. Yes, you can. You know why? You can hear is the echo. Let's see. We'll get rid of one or the other. I just can't remember which one we're getting rid of. Should we mute?
I'm getting rid of the one.
You get rid of one? You there?
I got rid of one. I got rid of one.
Oh, I can see you.
Can you hear an echo? I don't hear an echo anymore.
I don't either. Isn't this great radio when people do this? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Now?
Well, okay, so.
Joe Bacita, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always. Oh, look at that. That's cool. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, this is. People, this is fun. Knock it off. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us all the year. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly, truly, and honestly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the solution. You know what I always say to you, right? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. It ain't that hard to figure out. Seriously. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every... I always love when she joins me. And I mean necessarily. I think most of you do, too, from the emails I get. I think you do, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always... Come on, I stalled it up. I can't tap dance anymore. And you should see me. It's really bad when I tap dance. Always pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to learn more about Sonya? It's really simple. Just go over to SonyaSchmidt.org, SonyaSchmidt.org. Sonya!
Howdy!
How you doing? Smile.
I don't know. We are so professional that they don't even know we had a major audio problem just a few minutes ago.
Well, that's because I did such a good job at dancing around the issue, you know? I'd make a great Democrat, wouldn't I?
Oh, goodness, yes. No, you would have to lie to be a great Democrat.
Oh, I like
you can't,
that.
Yeah. I'm not in a good mood, so I'm just going to go there.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I know you're not in a good mood, but you know what? It would have been great. What would have been great is if you watched the hearings today in the mood that you're in. Man, you would have been ripping them up.
I'm so sorry I missed it. I mean, I just heard about it from you because I'll be honest with you, for the past couple of weeks, I've been watching less and less and listening less and less because the minute I hear something or see something, I get so angry. I mean, the last thing I heard about this faux impeachment trial is that Trump hated his lawyers. He was really upset with the job that they were doing. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I just know it gave me a sinking feeling in my stomach. I'm like, this is just more of the same. I don't need it. So for this past week, I will have to say that I'm not informed. So you're having a very ill-informed, but
you,
always
you know,
opinionated.
Go sell that to somebody else. You always have a clue. You never leave us once.
Oh, I have an opinion.
You never leave us alone. But it's really funny because as you look at this, as you watch what's happening, there at the, I don't even know what you want to call it. You got to call it theater because it sure as heck ain't real and it ain't news. You know what I'm saying?
It's been good theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, these people are nuts. But no, Sonya, what they did was they took the Dems over the last couple of days pretty much just kept replaying video that they edited that took everything that Trump said out of context, right? So Trump's lawyers, now he wanted them to focus on the fake election, the stolen election, and that's not what this is all about. So they went in today. Now, they were allotted 18 hours. They're like, we don't need 18 hours. You guys are such liars. We can do this in 10 minutes. And they played the video that the Dems played, and then next to it, they put up the real video,
real one, uh-huh,
in full and played it. And you could see, I mean, if you were blind and deaf, you could see where they played their games. And Swalwell's the lead attorney, you know, Sewell. I don't even know what to call him, you know, sewer guy.
Why is he still a part of the process? He's a traitor. He's a traitor to the country. Why is he still a part of the, you know, but the sad thing about it, they can play it all day long, but their party, their news groups, their newspapers, or whatever you want to call it, they're not going to see the difference. We already knew the side-by-side before they played it, but I bet it was striking to see it. But their side is not going to see it. They're going to keep playing the same old videos that say that edited out peaceful.
Yep.
They'll never see that. I love that video, the video string that you were talking about where they put together all the horrific things that the Democrats have said over the years. And that started even before Trump was elected. I remember Obama saying, get in their faces. And they've always had a history of violence. And we know this. I mean, going back to the 70s. I don't think that their party is going to see it and therefore have a change of heart or change of mind. about what's really going on. But that's just me being pessimistic because I've had a bad day.
Well, let me tell you. The thing, I was talking to somebody about this last night, and I said, and again, you are so much more. I want to tell people because, you know, some people have commented, look, Sonya is so much more than the black community. The reason I bring it up is that when I talk about the black community, when she's not on or Zoe is not on, they're like, you can't talk about the black community. You don't know anything about it. It's like,
right.
Oh, okay, yeah, because when humans are being beat on, right, I can't know, whatever. Anyhow, so, you know, I look at all this stuff, and you look at what's going down, and think about AOC taking on the quote-unquote black vernacular when she's talking, right?
Oh.
Hillary Clinton, she started with the whole neck thing. I ain't
she
no
ain't
way
no
whatever
way
she
tired.
Was. Right?
She ain't no way tired. And she got hot sauce in her purse. So, you know what? We have to just let her slide. How demeaning is that?
And then Joe Biden, right? They want to put y'all back in chains. It's like, really, Joe? And why do they get away with this, Sonia? How?
Because they control everything. And they make excuses for themselves. Like you were talking about the videos. They think because they hate us so badly and they deem us evil, they don't see that it's a problem for them to do any of this. They don't view it as racist comments or violent comments because they have a higher call, don't you know?
Well, they took God out of the platform because they are God. But go ahead anyway.
They are God. Exactly. Exactly. When you're communist, there is no such thing as God but them and the government. So, so they won't see those videos. Even if they see them and go, well, yeah, we said those things. But they'll say, but it was against the Republicans and those guys are bad.
Yeah, I am. I think I've told you this before. We got to go to a break, but you know, I never, ever let anybody talk about the left as being, you know, it's just a sickness. When I started the show, I can't keep that up anymore because it sounds and looks
now,
like
now
a sickness.
Straight up evil.
Yep. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia Schmidt after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors and former President Trump's lawyers have presented their cases in his impeachment trial before the Senate. Lead House manager Jamie Raskin quoted Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney in a reply to a question about whether Trump knew he was inciting his supporters.
As Representative Cheney said, he summoned that mob, he assembled that mob, he incited that mob, he lit the match. Come on, get real.
Trump attorney Michael Vanderveen dismissed a question which was posed by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders. He wanted to know if Trump was determined to overturn the election results.
It's irrelevant to the question before this body. What's relevant in this impeachment article is, were Mr. Trump's words insightful to the point of violence and riot?
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Listen to the Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. You know, I've been calling it like Kabuki Theater for the last few days, but, you know, seriously, today I got a little pitter-patter when I watched that, I don't even know what to call it, when I watched the theater, right? When I watched the play at the theater today, they're calling it the Senate Theater or something like that. Because you can't call it impeachment. If John Roberts isn't there, it's not an impeachment process because he's required by the Constitution, by law, and nobody's above the law. Don't you know that? Just listen to the Dems. They'll tell you. Nobody's above the law. So if John Roberts wasn't there, then either he was breaking his oath as Supreme Court Justice and he got to go, right? He's got to be impeached and gone. Or this was an illegal process. It's really that simple. Anyway, Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time. I know you guys do, too. Get her insight on what's going on. And Sonia, I love your backdrop. We were just talking about that.
Yes. I'm not going to plug the company until they sponsor my show, but I will tell you, it's a great backdrop. And these are two different flags, and you can get all kinds of flags, hang them outside your house. They fold wonderfully, and then when you take them down, there's no wrinkles. But I'm not giving them a plug.
They look really good. Me. I like that backdrop. I may steal that from you. But
can you tell what it is?
Just tell me when you leave it. I can tell. It's a cross and a flag.
Right, but it's a hand. This is a hand.
It's a hand?
Pulling down the hump. There's a hand here.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling down the flag, revealing the cross, and then the blue line, you know.
I like
flag.
That. So when do you leave the house? Tell me. I'll come by and get it.
I'm not telling you nothing, you little thief. Yeah.
All right, so touchy subject, right? I mean, because, you know, I shouldn't be talking about this stuff. Just ask some people. There was some kind of not a survey, but some research done recently in mental health. They're talking about mental health facing the Black community. Mm-hmm. And I thought what was interesting was that when they published it, they basically said that the impact that racism and discrimination have had on the mental health of the Black community, right? But it included the light skin community, especially in females. The Black community is suffering at a 20% more likely to experience serious mental health issues, and 70% will develop a substance abuse disorder, and only one in three will actually seek help.
I don't know. There's a couple things I have to say about that. I don't know how we couldn't be suffering more mental health issues with the amount of negative information that we receive from the left by telling us that we have inherent problems just based on something that we cannot change. And not only are they saying that we have these inherent problems that we can't control, we can't do anything about, but we're too stupid to go get mental health or find other ways of dealing with it other than substance abuse. Well, what are the things that the left really loves? Is substance abuse, right? Remember when Kamala Harris said, or Connie Harris, I don't know her name, she says that black people, when they get out of jail, as a business idea, as a business model, we need to sell weed. I don't know if you can Google it still because they be scrubbing stuff so much, but that's exactly the suggestion that they gave us. So when they try to say that we suffer more, it's because they've been giving us a steady message of we're victims. And now that Trump is sort of out of the picture and he gained so many black people listening to him, paying attention to his message, they got to work double time. So I am not surprised that they're putting out a message that says, black people, you're deficient again. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody empower you because you really have a problem. And health care, if we can do something to health care, that will be to everybody's demise. You will get the help you need because the country is you know, it's these evil Republicans and white people that are keeping you from getting the mental health to get the you know, the health care that you need for mental health. So it's all a scam. Anything that you hear from the left is you gotta follow the money. You got to look at what they're really saying, but they don't care about black people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be telling us all these years that we have all these problems that Trump proved in 4 years that we ain't got. So now, will I say, you know, they talked about a light skin, dark skin thing. Yeah. So I will chime in there. There is, and I saw a study, and I do believe this to be true just from what I've observed. Darker skinned black women get jobs that are far less superior to lighter skinned black women. Lighter skinned black women tend to marry men who are more successful, black or white, you know, sports stars, movie stars. All, there is a difference, but there is also an international study that shows that lighter skinned people are deemed more attractive than, and that's international. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with government. People, and they show babies these pictures as well and go, which one would you rather be or which one would you rather be with? They tend to choose the lighter skinned people. I think that's kind of messed up, but, you know, but it is what it is. No, and it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. So does that affect who we think we are? Darker skinned black women tend to be the bus drivers and the janitors and the, you know, and but you know what? And I always tell people this. Attractive people have it easier. If you deem something attractive, there's some white girls that ain't they do not have it like Kim Kardashian. So
listen, there's some white girls when they have a flat tire by the road, they're gonna have a flat tire by the road.
They're gonna have a flat tire, and they're gonna have some water splashed on them. So you know, let's stop trying to play that game. Like you know, what you feel is attractive does not matter. It does. You know, trust me. Iraq was stalled at the end.
But you're so right. It's been a joke for decades. You know, you got a very pretty young girl with a flat tire by the road. We'll have five guys holding the car up while one guy changes the tire, and the other one holds a thing over her head so she doesn't get wet from the rain. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, but that does for whatever reason is humankind, and again, it's international and it's with children. They look at somebody who's fairer. And they find that more attractive and safe when, you know, I don't think it necessarily is, but, you know, that's the way it is.
But this luckily, you brought it up. You kind of went over it pretty quick about the victimhood thing, right? I mean, how the Dems for decades have been getting away with saying you're too dumb to figure out how to get an ID, you're too dumb, to find a place to vote. I mean, come on, that's really what they're saying. The virus is after you, right? Because the virus affects the black community more. It means the virus is racist. So let's start off there. Newsom cares so much about the black community. He did a whole diatribe on how this virus affects the black community more. Yet he is going to offer it to first responders first, to nurses, to teachers, totally sidestepping the black community. And I did this in my own study the other day. I looked up some of this information where there are more community, public, whatever you want to call them, clinics in black neighborhoods, but yet Newsom refuses to send the vaccine to community clinics. Now, why would he do that?
Because if anybody can't put the pieces together by now and figure out how racist the left is, shame on you. Just, you know what, people, if you still have any questions about it, if you're one of those people who are contacting Joe Messina and going, just watch a couple of Candace Owens videos, because you think you care so much about black people and women. There's a black woman who spells out in no uncertain terms the harm that the left has done to the black community. So why don't you open your mind a little bit, just a little bit, and watch a couple of her videos, and then call back and say what you learned, what you think after that. But what I find is that the left just discounts anything that is contrary to the messages that they have been getting. They just discount it handily. They don't even go, well, there's a point to that, but here's my... Okay, if we have a moment, I called a friend who I haven't talked to before COVID. She's young, healthy, beautiful woman, been locked down in her house, whatever. So we got together via Zoom, we talked, and she says, well, I just don't like Trump. I know he's done a lot for the country, but I just hate the way he says things. But first of all, that's such a chickified, I know you're probably getting in trouble for that, but that's such, to me, when I'm acting like that, I go, you know what, that's probably my femaleness judging, but that's not necessarily logical. That just has to do with something that I have a tendency towards, but makes no difference when it comes to, he's done a lot for the country. But he tweets, and I don't like the way he says things. And I just think a president should be more presidential. But he's got the job done, being what you do and who are you, but he's not presidential.
Well, we got to go for the break, so hold that.
Okay.
You're going to have to come back to hear the other story.
Okay, good.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sonya Smith's not going anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now. When you text the word now to 48542, get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word now to 48542. Text now to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word now to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in a sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I have a TV off over my shoulder for breaking news and stuff like that, and I'm seeing all these commercials. These Nutrisystem. I was going to say NutraSweet. NutriSystem commercials, okay? And what's her name? Marie Osmond. Anybody even know who she is anymore? But anyway, so Marie Osmond, I guess, is on this thing. And she's got all these people parading by that have lost all this poundage. And I'm going, stop. You're just making me mad at you. I'm gonna sell the stock I have in the company, and that's it. That's the end of it. Because some of us, we're not able to drop it off. As they say, some of you guys get me mad. You send me pictures of yourself losing the 30 pounds. I found it. You lost it at my house, apparently. Anyhow, Sonya Smith joins me. She does all the time, every week. I always appreciate her time with me. I know you guys do too. Love having her on. And where do they find, where do they find Sonya?
SoniaSchmidt.org, and you can find like archives of my videos, some of my blogs. I'm just now working on it, so it'll give you a taste of who Sonia Schmidt is.
Ooh, okay. I like. You got to finish your girlfriend story though, the one that you trying to bring back into reality.
And it's so hard for me to talk to. She's not. I think she votes Republican. But she also, you know, she's what do you call them? She's also a squishy Christian.
Okay, Christian, that's what I call them. So, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand from Jump Street we're on different pages, but you know, I really love her as a person. But she starts talking about how she's kind of happy to see Trump go because she didn't like the way he talked. And during his rallies, he said, you know, that guy needs to be taken out, you know, take that guy out on a stretcher. And now that we know more about fake news and how people were planted, even as recently as the
January 6th event.
Conference.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, January 6th. We know now what he was talking about. If you didn't have an awareness then, but we kind of all did because we've been following this stuff for a long time. Yep. But if you can't understand that now, I don't know what to tell you. Another thing that she complained about is how he called it the China flu, that it was so racist that he called it. You know what? We're getting ready to have some major, serious, and we have already had some major, serious encounters with China. So I think it was really very important for him to start layering in that word China. So when we hear it in the future, and we will, eventually the lamestream media will start reporting this when they take over our country, we'll understand the connection between this virus, and there's questions about how this got here and all that. So we will start to put it together. But it only came from him using that word China. It is not racist. We've called every flu name of the origin from where it came.
Spanish flu, Hong Kong flu. Now we have the UK strain, the South African strain. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here.
No, you're not. But she is, because she can't understand. When I tried to say to her all those things, and why is it a problem now if Trump says it? But she's on the same bandwagon. Well, Trump said it. And it's racism. I'm like, I don't know what news she's listening to or if she's
listening. You know what news she's listening to.
She's supposed to be a Republican Christian. I mean, I'd rather you not listen to anything than listen to the mainstream media.
Oh.
Because it's hard for me. I turn it on for 2 seconds, and I hear something that drives me nuts, and I have to fight against it. So if it's hard for me, I can imagine it's hard for the most, you know, the ill-informed.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's not going to stop anytime soon because, like, to your point earlier, people are either not watching the right stuff, they're not paying we're not even saying go watch Fox News. I mean, they've started hiding stuff. Today was the first time I saw a positive headline about Trump on Fox News.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I stopped watching them a while ago, even long before they went completely nuts.
Yeah.
But it's hard to, you know what, it takes work to find the truth, and we have become a country that hates the truth, or just we have an aversion to it. But it takes work, and we have so many busy things in our lives. How do you hunt down the news as well? So it's easy to turn on those headlines and go nuts.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to. I want to hit one quick thing with you. Black community leaders now are speaking out that Biden has let them down. They've just figured out in looking at his staff, at his cabinet, that he has no blacks in high-level positions. They've just figured this out. Now, there was a man, a black military man, that was doing a great job as attorney general, right? I mean, I'm sorry, just really had his act together. And what happened? We had to replace him with a transgender female. An old white guy that is living his life as a female. How do you explain that?
Explain that. If anybody's been paying attention to the left, which is what I've been saying through our entire interview tonight, why are you surprised? They don't care about you.
No, they don't.
Black people. They don't care about you. They care about splitting up the country, this divisiveness. They just don't care. They're only using you to get a vote. And because they don't know if they're going to get your vote in the future, because Trump done messed that up, they're moving on to all kinds of groups. They do not care about you.
Nope.
So if you're surprised that a transgender white, old white man trumps you in hierarchy, shame on you, because you just have not been paying attention at all.
No, I think people have to, you know, maybe that's what we need to do for the next couple of years. Not just run for local offices, not just do those kind of things, but actually reach out to the communities that we come from, the communities that we have some input with, and start to educate them properly. And not say to them, you need to be a Republican, but just truly give them real information.
Educate them.
Yeah.
Just give them information. And because I come from a visual media, you know, I worked in Hollywood writing and producing and doing comedy, which I think is a huge gift to people. The left has been using comedy for years. It works. If we do, and I think Dennis Prager does this excellently in terms of giving information, but it's short and it's simple. He's got a style of doing it. There's so many people in our community that have the talent, the wherewithal, and the knowledge of how to teach this stuff, but we're never tapped. And we're afraid to do it because we want to have careers. You know, I was kicked out of Hollywood. I picked up my phone one day and went, hello, and they went, hello, this is Hollywood. You're fired. You're out. Just because they knew that I was a Republican Christian.
Wow.
So people are
It's nice to know that they're woke and they're smart people and, you know, they only watch what's the best for everybody. And
they have the best PR. Look at the word smart. The word smart. The left has been using that phrase for many, many years. It's probably been at least 10 years where they've been smart. Now they're woke. Now they make it so that if you're not one of them, you're a joke. You're a jerk. You're a joke. You're evil. You're, you know, a hillbilly or whatever. But we have to do that too, because they're actually funnier. They're actually funnier. If comedy was done right now, I used to work on a show called In Living Color. If In Living Color was done right now, in all fairness, Maxine Waters, AOC, Biden, are you kidding me? These are great. This is comedy gold.
Oh, yeah. You'll never see them say anything, though. You're right. Never.
Do it. There's no place for us to do it. There's no place for us to do it.
You are so right.
And if you found the actor who could do it, because let me just tell you something. I do a mean Sheila Jackson Lee. But where are you going to do it?
You're right. I can't even argue with you. You're so right.
Nancy Pelosi, comedy gold.
Oh, yeah. She's one of my people, and she's comedy gold. You know what I'm saying? Perfect. All right, tell people where to find you.
SoniaSchmidt.org, or right here in my little apartment with my great backdrop.
Send pizza. Please. No, don't send pizza. Never mind. Don't do
it. You're supposed to send me pizza and lasagna, so do it.
Oh, somebody asked me today if I was still... Actually asked me if I was still making vegan lasagna. I'm like... That was me. Do you know who you're talking to? Vegan lasagna? Are you serious?
Talking about that.
Anyway, all right. Listen, you have a great rest of the night.
Get me out of my mood. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, look at any time. Bring me cannolis. I'll make you laugh. No problem.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Save the number for the next hour. 855-732-5563. A lot we're going to come up with. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court is going to come up, is going to decide, the case in front of them is going to decide whether police can enter your home without a warrant to get money, to get your guns from you. Number two, the Capitol Police, the D.C. chief for the Capitol Police blows the cover off of the Congress blaming Capitol Police for the January 6th event, and you're going to find out that, you know, for real, bottom line, they asked for help. They didn't get it. You know why? Because the Pelosinator wouldn't give it to them. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for the weekly newsletter, sign up for the text alerts. Simply text TRS. Ready? Come on, just write it down. Text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I need to work on this.